good afternoon, Grand Rising. Good morning. It's 9:09 a.m. exactly. And it is 7:14, July 14, 2020, 777. Wasn't planning on having a message for you all today, but I was thinking a lot about the Fae folk of Europe. And the Fae are all around the world now. You know, they were scattered to the winds in the four corners of the earth, similarly like the chosen were and the elect were in biblical history. Pardon me. So I got a download about, I was led to go back and listen to my video called I, Uther Pendragon, Recognize the Pain of Adelina Bond, aka Manna. And so you can refer to that video, which will be linked in the box, whether you're listening on podcast or audio or video on YouTube. Much appreciate you for listening. Okay. I have some information that you may have never heard before, but I think it's worthy of a look, because it's definitely worthy of a look. And the reason why I'm bringing you this information is so that we can pay more attention to the biological aspects of our bodies and how we manifest in the 3D, and that giving us our spiritual identity as well. So it's now 9:11 a.m. and it's 76 degrees outside. So that's 9:11, 99, 66, and 13, okay, on 777, aka 7:14. So you all know I have a healthcare background. I'm pretty versed in that. Those of you who have listened, I'm pretty versed in all those, you know, things. And so I mentioned in the video, I, Uther Pendragon, or audio, I, Uther Pendragon, Recognize the Pain of Adelina Bond. I mentioned that Adelina is Fae. You can look at her ears and tell. She has, not to be disrespectful, elven ears, elf ears. Those are Fae ears. Then just her face, it's a Fae. It's she has a Fae, like she's Fae. She's just Fae, period. Period, point blank. Fae, aka fairy. Now, not all fairies are bad and mischievous. Some of them are very, how can I say, benevolent. Just like the angels are very, they can be benevolent and they can be treacherous than a motherfucker, okay? And let me give you an example before I dive into this. This is pure channeled information. When I am reading something to you, I will tell you exactly what I'm reading, and I will often link it in the box. Now, if I am told by my guides, ancestors, or the Most High not to link a certain document, then I can't link it. But I will let you know when I'm reading. Now, I'm not reading anything. I'm just telling you. I did read a testimony not too long ago, a couple days ago, from someone who had worked with some angels, right? Not talking about fallen angels, I'm talking about benevolent angels. Someone worked with some benevolent angels, and the premise of them working with the benevolent angels, they didn't say which one, they just said they worked with some benevolent angels. It's not important which one, okay? Because we don't want what we call karmics or low vibrational demonic people, okay, to take this information and run with it and then try to contact these beings. All right, the beings are not going to answer them anyway, but I will say that we don't even want them having that information. So it's not important who was contacted. The fact of the matter is, the person's testimony said that they worked with some angels, okay, and or an angel. And the premise was that this person had a relative that was in a very, very abusive relationship, marriage, okay? Their relative was in an abusive marriage with a narcissist. The person's testimony actually said, in an abusive marriage with a narcissist. The person's spouse was so abusive that their relative feared for their life. They thought that, you know, if I don't pray, if I, you know, I've been praying, you know, I gotta do something a little extra, because I'm scared my loved one is gonna be killed by their spouse or lose their life otherwise, because that's how bad it was. I could feel the energy off of the testimony, and then it was worded appropriately to relay the seriousness of the matter. So this person petitioned an angel or some angels or just the higher powers, but it was specifically talking about angels. This person petitioned some angels about their loved one. That narcissist that their loved one was married to later said, they didn't say how long it took, they didn't, you know, none of that. Y'all know me is Archangel Michael being reincarnated. You don't have to believe it, but you know, it is what it is. I will say it may not happen instantly, you know, like they say, God don't come when you want him, but he's always right on time, right? Okay, same with angels. They always right on time. Divine timing is different than our timing, okay? So I might say 7 days, 3 days, or whatever. That shit might be actually immediately in divine time, but I'm just telling you 7 days or 3 days because what shit moves slower down here in the 3D? It's dense. So it might take days here, but that might be an instant turnaround in the divine realm. See, we have to remember that too. Y'all be like, I've been praying for months. That could be a couple days in the divine realm if time existed there, which it doesn't. Okay? Now, they dealt with the angel, right? Gave their petition and concern to the angel. This narcissistic spouse reported later that he had been the family, this person fell ill. I want to make sure I'm speaking this in order. The narcissistic spouse fell ill out of the blue, went to the doctor and was diagnosed with stage 4 lymphoma, malignant lymphoma, stage 4. And after he was diagnosed, he became very, very nice. Total switch up. Began apologizing for his behavior, telling people he thanked God for them and everything. And people began to question, what the heck gonna happen? How in the world has this narcissist that I thought were gonna kill my loved one, or kill Susie, or kill Kathy, or whoever, how the hell did he flip like that? The narcissist opened up and said they had an encounter with a divine being. They said they didn't call it an angel. They said a divine being, and that the divine being touched their neck. You know, lymphoma usually gets diagnosed around the neck area, right? Okay. That divine being gave that motherfucker cancer. You gonna die before you take this one here, in other words. So don't get it twisted when we talk about angels now. I know the religion, the binding, the mental mind spell, the religious magic system. The religious magical school of thought. You know, Hogwarts. Y'all call it the Vatican, but it's Hogwarts. I know they done taught y'all that angels are rosy and cute and they like little rosy cheeked cherubim. No, the cherubim are different, baby. Seraphim, seraphs are not nice and cute, and they're not to be, you know, rolled around like puppies and in their belly square. No. Okay. There are other types of angels. There are powers. There are other types of angels. There's hierarchy out there. You can study angelology if you want, but my point is, they've tricked you into thinking that angels don't do stuff like that, right? Well, the person wrote a testimony and said it was the angel that answered their petition and said, no, I'm gonna fix this here. You're going to go up out of here with that stage 4 before you kill this one here. You ain't going to be no narcissist no more, but you're going to suffer, though, with this lymphoma. Okay? All right. So just be careful how you treat people, because some of you have entertained angels unawares. Be careful. Don't you dare think that an angel can't strike a motherfucker with something. Okay, go back and read about Sodom and Gomorrah, where the angels was there. Tell Lot, get your shit, because the Most High gonna tear it up. Was it the Most High that come down to Sodom and Gomorrah with his staff and his cloak and shit looking like Gandalf. Do you think that was the Most High? Not saying the Most High white, because the Most High ain't white. I'm just saying, you know, not getting into that shit, because I know that's low vibrational 3D shit that people probably want to pull my energy into. I'm not getting into that shit. But I'm being facetious and being sarcastic. I'm using sardonic humor here. Do you think the Most High came down onto the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, and, you know, with his staff looking like Gandalf and shit, you know, looking like Moses, and just caused all the fire and the brimstone to rain from the heavens, and that he actually had to come down here? Why do you think the angels were there? The angels carried that out. Oh, you don't believe it? Get with them biblical scholars that'll tell you the truth, and you get with the Most High, you get with the Holy Spirit, and you find out that the angels clapped down and clamped down on that shit. That wasn't the Most High having to lift a finger. The angels carried out the orders. Okay, like I told you before, the Most High ain't gonna have to do nothing to you motherfuckers. We gonna get at you. Oh, you thought I was bluffing. Okay, okay. Why do you think there's something called a heavenly army? Okay, let me keep it rolling here. So, carrying this into my reincarnation identity as Uther Pendragon, I want to tell you some proof. Some metaphysical, spiritual, and occultic, esoteric bloodline lineage proof and ancestral proof that nobody's probably ever pointed out to you before. And if they have pointed it out, they probably made you keep it a secret if you know about this, but I don't think anybody's ever explained this before. Guys and ancestors, has anybody ever explained this before? They said no, not in the way that you're about to explain it. Okay, cool. Thank you. My grandmother, as I said in that video, I, King Uther Pendragon, recognized the pain of Adelina Bond. My grandmother, which is my paternal grandmother, which is my father's mother, I told you all, have spiritual gifts, and she was the one that saw the cancer in my granddaddy's body. Yeah, see, that's a gift that fae folk have. That's a gift that fae folk have. They can see disease in somebody's body. Yeah, that's a fae gift. Not saying that other lineages don't have that, because there are. But I'm just saying that's something that fae folk often had an ability to do. And that's why they were... People would use them for healing, but then they would call them witches. Okay. So she was the one that saw the lung cancer in my grandfather's chest and told him to go to the doctor, and he didn't want to listen. And when he went, he got diagnosed. So she was right. Okay. She's always had these gifts. And frankly, she was married to a narcissist. My grandfather, I believe, was a narc, or either had high narc ability, had high level narcism. I mean, he was always great to me, but I, you know, when you can be a great grandfather and be a horrible husband, okay, or a problematic husband, I'll just say. You can be a good provider, but emotionally devoid, okay, of the proper balance needed to sustain a healthy marriage, okay. So, you know, there are a lot of men that come out of that generation that were great providers, leaders and grandfathers, but they were not emotionally available, or they were emotionally cold to their wives. There are some men that are like that. They were, you know, and then some of them were good fathers to some children they had, and some in other children they were emotionally cold to. It just depends on the child. You know, that's called scapegoating, being a black sheep. Okay, so she has psoriasis. She has psoriasis and psoriatic arthritis. I was just listening to, they just told me, go back and listen, because they do this to me. They'll tell me, go back and listen to something I've already said, and then they'll give me an additional code to add on to it, or an additional lead, if you will, spiritual lead. So I went back and listened to my recording about Adelina Bond, and when I listened to it, they said, do you know that your grandmother's psoriasis makes her a fae, and that's also making you a Pendragon, even through that, because her psoriasis is a biological human manifestation of dragon scales, but also a fae, of fairy wings? because you know fairy wings are like butterfly wings, they're very fragile. And if you look at the skin of a person who has a psoriasis outbreak, it's silvery scales that reminds you of the shimmering scales of butterfly wings. These are fairy wings. This is fae lineage, but it's also pendragon lineage, dragon lineage, seraphim, seraph lineage, fire angel, dragon and phoenix lineage, because the psoriasis scales are also a representation of what? Their biological manifestation of dragon scales. So that makes me a pendragon for sure, because my matriarchal lineage. Now, yes, the patriarch side is the father side, because the father side has the heavy British influence. The father side, the surname comes from Britain, straight from Britain. So that side makes me a Pendragon, even because of what my grandmother on that side had and does have, okay? So, but on both sides came the sickle cell trait, so both sides have the Kemet, because like I said, King Tut died of sickle cell. He had sickle cell. King Tutankhamun, yes, had sickle cell. Okay, sickle cell anemia, not the trait. He had the disease, all right? So when we get into the psoriasis, I checked this and I said, okay, I feel you, I see. So that makes me Fae. And it also makes me, like I said, a Seraph, a Pendragon. Not just because they told me spiritually, but because of the manifestation of her illness, okay? Now, you may remember on Game of Thrones, for those who have seen Game of Thrones, there were these people who were infected with a contagious disease called grayscale. Grayscale. I just talked to you about silver gray scales of psoriasis, right? Well, psoriasis is not contagious, but it is itchy, okay? And so, basically in psoriasis, the genes, you know, there's an abnormal immune reaction that causes a rapid buildup of skin cells. It's very common. There's more than 3 million cases a year in the US. It causes the scaly patches on the skin surface. They can be red, they can burn or be itchy and cover with white or silver scales. There's no permanent cure. But there are treatments that aim to reduce pain, inflammation, and scaling. So this can be topical creams, oral medications, shampoos, injections, etc. Okay, some people do have psoriasis on their scalp. Some just have it on, like, you know, elbows, etc. All right, so the people can have swollen joints. All right, along with their psoriasis, because it inflames the skin. So therefore, it can also affect the joints. Now, not to be too gross with the biological, but not saying people with psoriasis are gross. I'm just saying I don't want to go too deep into that. I'm just telling you the surface aspect to tie this together. So there were people that got infected with grayscale in Game of Thrones, and we know that the little girl, Stanley Baratheon's daughter, had grayscale. She got a grayscale. She was touched by someone that had grayscale on her cheek, and it started to spread. And then someone was able to give her a treatment. A meister, a magician, gave her a treatment, and the grayscale stopped spreading. But she was still left with that disfigured place on her face, right? So we find in Game of Thrones that there were the Stone Men, and the Stone Men were people who were severely afflicted with grayscale. They're called Stone Men because the disease makes their skin look like dead hard, dead, and it makes their skin look dead and hard and cracked like stone. Okay, and they said that as the grayscale advanced, their skin would be completely covered by the disease, and they would begin acting psychotic like animals. So it would take them back. It was like they called them Stone Men, not only because their skin looked like stone, but because they began to act like cavemen. I know they didn't tell you that, but because they went back to acting like stone-aged men. So it was a double entendre, okay? So we know that Ser Jorah Mormont, the knight who served Daenerys, Dany, got infected with grayscale, okay? And another Meister, I'm thinking of Lord of the Rings, Samwell Tarly, actually did a very painful procedure, but ended up curing him of the grayscale. He did a painful excision procedure, but he was cured of the grayscale. Now, where does this tie in with the Pendragons? Okay, so they're the stone men, right? The ones that are infected with the grayscale. Taking it back to what? Stone Age times. The stone men were they dwelled in a place called the Sorrows. Now, I think the name of the episode where the stone men jumped onto the boat where who was on the boat? The Tyrion Lannister, Ser Jorah Mormont. That's when Ser Jorah got infected. If you've seen Game of Thrones, Ser Jorah got infected because he was trying to defend Tyrion, and one of them stone men touched him, and he hid it for a while and didn't, and he was, and he didn't tell Tyrion that he got touched, but he did. The episode, I think, was called A Dance of Dragons. And whether the episode was called that, or whether that's the portion or the chapter in the books, doesn't matter. It's called A Dance with Dragons. This is the correlation I just told you. Psoriasis is a biological holdover from the Pendragons. It is scales. It is a biological representation of dragon scales, but also fairy wing scales. And this is called A Dance with Dragons. They're calling the stone men the dragons. Now, this is two ways they're talking about a dance with dragons, because there was more stuff that happened in the episode. But the fact that these stone men were also in the Dance with Dragons, that's the code that the divine gave me. Okay? Now it says, as the Shai Maid, which is the little small boat that Tyrion and Ser Jorah were on, and her crew journeyed to Volantis, this little pole boat passes under the Bridge of Dream without incident. But soon after, due to unexplainable circumstances, the crew sees the Bridge of Dream up ahead yet again. So the boat has to go under the bridge. So it's almost like there's a time warp, because they just passed under the bridge, but then it's like they got to pass under the bridge again. The pole boat again goes to pass under the bridge, but this time, instead of nothing happening like before, the three stone men jump and land onto the boat. Then they start fighting. The first one lands on the cabin roof, because I guess in the book it was actually a cabin roof, but in the show it was just an open little dinghy, a little small boat. So it says the first one lands on the cabin roof and roars a word down at them, and Tyrion Lannister does not know. The second stone man lands on the back beside the tiller, and someone manages to knock him into the water. And then the third stone man with a broken leg tries to reach for someone called Young Griff. And then Tyrion knocks down Young Griff, leaps over him, and thrusts his torch into the stone man's face, which we remember that from the episode, if you've seen it. And then the creature rips the torch from Tyrion and then throws it in the water. I think Tyrion actually goes into the water. And then the thing about it was, in the books, it was Griff who pulls Tyrion out, but in the show, it was Ser Jorah Mormont, okay? In the book, it's talking about Young Griff, but in the show, it was Ser Jorah Mormont, okay? Now, in the show, they show you Ser Jorah Mormont. I've already told you in one of my other King Uther Pendragon episodes that Mormont is Monmouth. So if you want, you can refer back to my I Am Revealed as King Uther Pendragon videos. I'll try to link them in the box, okay? And then you'll see that there was somebody named Jeffrey Monmouth. Okay? And that Mormont is a variation of Monmouth. So they've told the story again about, you know, tying in that Arthurian legend and the Pendragons, even in Game of Thrones. Okay? Now, it's also in Lord of the Rings. Where does this correlate? The scales of psoriasis are like I said, a physical manifestation of dragon scales, being of that line and being of the Fey line. Now, what is a pendragon? A pendragon or pendrag. Pendragon or pendrag. In Middle Welsh, it may have been pendragon, pendraic, or pendrag, like I said. Or it could have been in some languages, so other things. Now, pendragon is composed of the Welsh prefix meaning pen, which is pen, like pen to pinnacle, pinnacle meaning the top. So pen means the head, the chief, or the top, and drag or dragon, which is dragon or warrior. And this is borrowed from this suffix, dragon or drag, is borrowed from the Latin word draco. Okay? And its plural form is dracones, which is dragons. It is also tied to the Breton word pen, PENN, prefix, and then eronaut, excuse me, eroant, pen eroant. Breton, like I said, is pen, PENN, eroant, AEROUANT, literally means chief dragon or head dragon. But in a figurative sense, it means chief leader, chief of the warriors, commander in chief, generalissimo, or chief governor, gov. It is the epithet of Utha. So Utha Pendragon is the chief warrior, commander in chief, generalissimo, chief governor, chief leader, etc. He is the father of King Uther, I mean, excuse me, King Arthur, Archer, in medieval times and modern Arthurian literature, and occasionally applied to historical Welsh heroes in even the medieval Welsh poetry, such as the Rhodri ab Ofyn Gwynedd. Okay, I don't speak Welsh very well. I need to listen to it before I ever try to start pronouncing some of those words. But I'm just trying. So if you want, you can just Google Pendragon or search Pendragon and it'll come up. So in the Historia Regum Britanniae, which is one of the earliest texts of the Arthurian legend, only Uther is given the surname Pendragon. Okay, Pendraig. Pendraig. Uther is the only person that has that name in the whole legend. Okay? Which is explained by the author of the Historia Regum Britanniae, who's known as Geoffrey of Monmouth. Mormont Monmouth. Okay? As literally meaning the dragon's head or head dragon. In the prose version of Robert de Boron's Merlin, so there's a story named Merlin, which is in prose, which is an Arthurian legend prose version. The name of Uther's elder brother named Ambrosius is also given as Pendragon, while Uther, UTR, also known as Uther, UTHER, changes his name after his brother's death to Uther Pendragon. Okay, the use of Pendragon to refer to Arthur or King Arthur rather than to Uther or his brother is of much more recent vintage. In literature, one of the earliest uses to refer to Arthur is in Alfred Lord Tennyson's poem called Lancelot and Elaine, meaning Sir Lancelot, which was a knight of King Arthur's, you know, King Arthur and the Round Table and the Knights of the Round Table. Sir Lancelot was one of those knights, and Lady Elaine. Those were the little puppets that was on Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. I think it was Lady Elaine. The little stuck-up little older lady, that was Lady Elaine, I think it was. One of the earliest uses of Pendragon to refer to Arthur is in Alfred Lord Tennyson's poem Lancelot and Elaine, where, however, it appears as Arthur's title rather than his surname. And this follows the contemporary speculation that quote unquote Pendragon had been a term for an ancient Welsh war chief. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Those of you that have listened to me for a long time, for at least a year or at least 10 months, have heard me say that in my past life, an archangel, and I'm not going to say which archangel because I've already said it, but I'm, you know, karmics. There was an archangel that showed me my past, one of my, no, showed me two of my past lives. And in one of my past lives, the second past life that the archangel showed me, I was a Norwegian girl, what we would call modern day Norwegian, a Viking girl. Okay, I was looking through her eyes. My mother was a tall Norwegian woman, Viking woman, blonde hair, blue eyes, and I watched her come up to me, kiss me on the forehead, and I'm watching everything through the girl's eyes, which was me back then, and I telepathically questioned the angel, and I said, "Where is my father?" It was, the setting was, or where we were, was identical to that setting they had in that history show, the history series called Vikings, Kattegat. That Norwegian fishing village, that was the same kind of setting. And this, I did not have this experience because I saw Vikings. I had this experience because it was real. Okay. So when I telepathically questioned the angel, "Where is my father?" They said, "Your father's off at war." Basically. He said, what we would call, the angel said what we would call war, but I also heard pillaging. And the angel said, "Your father is what we would call a Viking, what would be called like a Viking war general." Okay, so I told you that the Celts and the Welsh and the Viking are the same line, right? It just said here, Pendragon, contemporary speculation is that Pendragon had been a term for an ancient Welsh war chief. My father in that past life was a Viking war general, according to what the angel said, and it's the truth. So this is the same line, the Viking and the Welsh. So that makes me an authentic Pendragon, okay? So it says, because in this life, remember, I just said it's my father's side where my grandmother has the psoriasis, the biological incarnation of being a dragon, being a Pendragon. It's my grandmother's line. That's also the side where there's heavy Native American ancestry, okay? All right, don't people all have people already said I was seen in war paint? More than one person has said that. Unrelated parties have said that. They saw me in the war paint. Okay? So it says in C.S. Lewis's 1945 novel. Now, if you don't know who C.S. Lewis is, C.S. Lewis wrote some books on Christianity and stuff, but he's famously known for The Chronicles of Narnia, The Lion, The Witch, and The Wardrobe. Well, I'm a Leo Sun and Vedic. I'm also a lion, okay? What did the British often use as their coat of arms? They used a fucking lion, okay? If you go look up the British coat of arms for King Arthur, I'm pretty sure it has a lion on it, right? Let me make sure. I'm pretty sure I've seen it recently. It has dragons. Okay, so it has dragons on Uther's coat of arms. But they had multiple coats of arms back there. So there were dragons for the Pendragons. And then they had dragons. And then they also had lions. Yes, they had lions. King of Scots, Aguasan. What did I just tell you Uther's name was? I said Pen Aruan. The Breton name for Pendragon was Pen Aruan. And then when I look at the coat of arms, it says Aguisan, Aguisant, King of the Scots. Merry King of Scots. It's tied up in here too. So I have a soul sister that I said is related to Merry King of Scots. We've already determined that she really is connected to me through past lives. Okay. Now, if you go and look up, all you got to do is search some Arthurian coats of arms, and you will see all these coats of arms. There are dragons and lions on both of them. Okay, there's dragon, there's phoenix, and there's dragon. No, there's phoenix, so double-headed to two-headed phoenix, or the two-headed dragon, and then there's lions, and then there are some others. So you just have to look at the old coats if you want. But there's so many of them. There's some with a serpent. There are some real dragons. Then there's a phoenix. So we can see here from these coats of arms that the phoenix, the dragon, and the lion are all the same entity dating back to the old kingly coats of arms, okay? Arthur's crest was a golden dragon, okay? Which historian said that the golden dragon had been born or worn by his father or created by his father, Uther Pendragon. And the dragon also was a part of the standard, okay? So King Arthur had 13 or 10 crowns. He was known as Leroy Arthus or Artus, A-R-T-U-S, Azure, 13 or 10 crowns. So 13 we know is what? And the number 13 is the death card. But it's also 13 Zodiac Ophiuchus. That's what I'm talking about, serpents up in here too. Okay, it says a coast of, and you know I'm Scorpio, death card, right? Okay, a coat consisting of three crowns, two in one, or impale, usually on blue, but sometimes on gules, is also assigned to him. Now, these are ancient Welsh names for colors. Azure is, okay, blue, and then gules is green. Okay, I think gules would be green. So it says, Nennius states, Chad at one of his battles, Arthur bore the image of the Virgin Mary. And that the Annales Cambriae, in the Annales Cambriae, which is a text, it's spelled A-N-N-A-L-E-S, Cambriae, C-A-M-B-R-I-A-E, he is said, Arthur is said to have borne the cross of Christos, Christ. Hence the attribution to him of a shield. There is also on the dexter arm the image of the Holy Virgin and the child. Now let me tell you how this ties to me. I have the Yod, Y-O-D, which is known in astrology as an aspect called the fingerprint of God in my chart. And I also have something called the Holy Grail in my chart. And it just said that Arthur had borne the cross of Christ, the image of the Virgin Mary, the Holy Virgin and Child. The Virgin Mary is the Holy Grail. Okay? It says in Harleian, Arthur is credited with a banner. Okay? And so there are various ones. Okay? Now, if you want to study all this, you can. It goes into other kings and important dukes and people, okay, and their coats of arms, okay. There was a king named King Lot, L-O-T-T, okay. There's a lot here. Now, Lot would have given rise to what? Lancelot. Lot, and it's not written here, but I'm telling you because I know this stuff is in my DNA, this old English and old Welsh, so I can decode it even without reading it. Lot gave rise to Lancelot. 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 Lance. What is a lance? A long-ass thing that the knights used to fight with, right? They used to jockey with the lance, right? Lance-e-e-e. Also transliterated to Lot, L-O-T, Lot, King Lot, King of Lothian, L-O-T-H-I-A-N, of Orkney. He was the father of Gawain. Gawain was in what? Cursed on Netflix. Gawain was one of the ones that were defending the Fae. Gawain was a knight that was helping to fight the damn church that wanted to kill the Fae. Okay, so this also tied in there with Mordred. If you know the King Arthur, you know, King Arthur and the Knights of the Round Table, you know who Mordred is and, you know, all of that. Okay, this is real fucking history. You think people gonna put all this time into writing this stuff out and recording these histories if it's not real? Really? Do you think people gonna make up all of this stuff and it ties into real places if it's not real history? They can tell you it's a legend all they fucking want. It's the goddamn truth. That's how my patriarchal side got dragon scales and fey wings. Why? How do they have it? I'm related to Kenyatta, also known as King Archer. King Archer, King Arthur. Numhika on my father's side. Okay? The fey butterfly wing scales, also known as the psoriasis, and the dragon scales are on my father's side and the grandmother. We are related through my father's side, not my mother's side, my father's side. So her being my son reincarnated is on the same side it's supposed to be on, because we both fucking Pendragons. That's the Pendragon side that come from Britain. They also motherfucking Native American warriors. That's why people see me in the war paint. Alright? That's why I'm Dragon and motherfucking Phoenix. That's why I'm Scorpio times six, baby. A Scorpio stellium and a Leo sun. A Leo sun! A lion sun. Okay? A bearer of the lion's coat of arms in the Vedic. S-O-N-S-U-N, a Leo sun in the Vedic. Alright. With the Holy Grail in my chart. Now, the interesting thing is some of these coats of arms have motherfucking frogs on them. And let me tell you, some of these witches been using their fucking frog ass familiars. They've been using frog familiars. Let me also tell you something else that I noticed. Some of these coats of arms have something, have a Slavic symbol. I told you that the Celts, the Viking, all that line goes down into Slovakia, right? And into the Slavs. And probably intermingle with some Croats and some Serbs, right? Okay, well, there's a symbol on this ancient coat of arms that is identical to a Slavic symbol that I wear around my motherfucking neck, bitch. It ain't no motherfucking coincidence. It's a Slavic symbol that I wear that represents the fucking sun, the S-O-N, the S-U-N that I wear around my neck. You think it's coincidence? Okay. Keep on thinking that. It's called the sun, the S-U-N. Hey. Then they got they got another one. They got the knights. They got that on that Knight Templar cross. Yeah, bitch. I wear that too. Yeah, I'm ordained to wear the Knights Templar cross. That's why I shouted out the Knights Templar. Because King Uther, as I told you, used to run them, right? The Knights Templar. There's some King Clarience. Go look up King Clarience. Clarience. And his coat of arms is a Knights Templar cross. Also known as a Coptic cross. C-O-P-T-I-C. Coptic. Greek. Even going down in there to Ethiopia. Haile Selassie. Aye. Aye Bobo. Yeah, so. This is why witches come around with their frog for me. So, because, see, I thought the frog was sin. You know what I'm saying? The frog was warning me when the witch was around, because the frog was the fucking witch's familiar. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you're going to have to go on my YouTube channel or find my podcast where I put up that 10 plagues of Egypt message. And there was a frog going off, but it wasn't no real frog. That was a witch's familiar, because I have discovered that it was their familiar. Now, there's some of these kings up in here that got frogs on their motherfucking coat of arms. So this is why. Now, some of these are French kings, the Gauls, the G-A-U-Ls, the Gauls. Okay, so on my mother's side, it's French. The surname on my mother's side is French and British, okay? My last name on my mother's side, because I have my mother's side last name, means fine friend in French, okay? All right. So then I'm noticing some of these other coats of arms have goblets. Look like what these are, goblets. Some of them have keys, like skeleton keys. And one of them has a scythe for wheat. And you know that's the death card, famous tool, right? The death angel with the scythe. Yeah, Santa Muerte. Yes, get into it. This coat of arms is called Kehidin. The Kehidins. K-E-H-Y-D-I-N-S. You can look them up if you want. The Kehidin, or Kehidan, or Kahidin. And they were the son. It was the son of Howell of Brittany. You know, Brittany has some rich motherfuckers, right? B-R-I-T-T-A-N-Y. Maybe spelled Cadens. So K-A-E-D-I-N-S or Kahedrins. K-A-H-E-R-D-I-N-S de la Vallée. They had a scythe on their coat of arms. Okay, so I have the Gauls on one side and the Britons on another, which I have Britons and Gauls on both sides of my family. All right, the slave owner was a French doctor on my mother's side. All right, but that's Geechee, that's Gullah Geechee, also going down into Angola, baby. That's why I have sickle cell trait on my mama's side. You know what I'm saying? That's how I ended up with the disease, because it was two bloodlines that merged. But it was the French. Didn't the French go to Angola? Don't they speak French in Angola? Go look it up. Angola produces the most babies every year with sickle cell disease. That's Gullah Geechee ancestry right there. That's my mama's side, Angola. But also Navajo and some other things up in there. All right, Cherokee, etc. So, I'm going to have to look more at this as I'm told, but I wanted you to know about the dragon scales and the butterfly wings, making me real motherfucking fae, real dragon fire, real phoenix. You know that the highest archetype of Scorpio is phoenix. If you don't know, now you know. The lowest unevolved Scorpio will be scorpion ground level, which is kind of akin to being 3D level. The mid-level would be eagle, okay? So that would be kind of your 4D. And then the highest level would be phoenix. That's the highest evolutionary level, metaphysically and esoterically and occult speaking, okay, of a scorpion, is the phoenix. I've been at phoenix level for some time. You gotta crash and burn a lot of times before you get to phoenix level, okay? That shit don't happen overnight. I don't give a damn where you got Scorpio in your chart. You gotta crash a lot of times, and you gotta meet death a lot of fucking times in order to get to the phoenix level. All right, that's why people stay going against me. It's all good. Anyway, that's also tying into what X-Men Jean Grey, the phoenix, because I have those gifts, okay? That's why people was accusing my eyes of turning black in a video. You goddamn right they turned black. That's what happened to Jean Grey, ain't it? When she embodied them that dark phoenix power, okay, her eyes went black. Go look at the clips. Go familiarize yourself with the X-Men and the X-Women. Because we real out here, baby. We out here. Hey, we out here, boo. We out here, okay? Y'all thought y'all was walking a 3D plane alone? Y'all thought the Most High wasn't going to send nobody to help y'all? Y'all really thought y'all wasn't gonna have nobody come in here to give y'all a piece of money to save your child from an illness? Y'all thought we wasn't in here? Y'all better wake the fuck up. Y'all don't wake up, we gonna wake you up. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. In my Auntie Nita voice, don't worry about it. Okay? Now, you can also check out the European Black Nobility, baby. Go get into it. Get into it, how they said King James the First was black. Get into it. That's why they showed you in Cursed on Netflix that Morgana Le Fay were black, were biracial looking. That's why they show you King Arthur were biracial looking. Bitch, look at me. Do I look much different than them? Do I look as Uther Pendragon? Do I look much different? Hell, Uther had looked like a motherfucking Spaniard in Cursed on Netflix, but I still look like him. Look in the eyes, baby. Go back to my videos. They'll be in the box. I'll put the ones in the box that I remember to put in there. Go back and look at my picture compared to Uther on Netflix. Even though that was an actor, you can still tell it's the same energy, right? See, let me tell you what else they showed me. I wasn't supposed to bring this to you to the appointed time, but hold on just a moment. I'm going to check to see if I can drop this little tea to you right quick, like, okay? Just a second. By the way, before I say this, there's evidence of Swedish people practicing Islam. Go to the history books, baby. Go to the fucking history. The Swedes was in their Islam, proving there was blacks in Northern Europe, baby. Where the fuck did the Muslims come from? Where the fuck did how did the Ottoman Turks get to Turkey? You think they didn't go no further? You think that Islam didn't spread no further than Turkey? No, the Swedes were practicing Islam for quite a time, quite a long time, and the Swedes are the Vikings too. They're next door, okay? Okay? Okay, so that's why I ended up in Finland married to a Finnish man, all right? Who seems to have a problem with Swedes. He said Swedes are snooty, and No, Swedes know they shit, and Swedes have a right to be snooty. That's why, baby, because the Swedes know who the fuck I am. That why, back in December 2020, my podcast was ranked number 33 in Sweden as a country for spiritual talks. Little old Southern American me, little old Southern American Bree, matched up to be 33rd ranked for spiritual talks in Sweden. Why? Because they know who the fuck I am. That's why. They know that shit over there. And then the Russians had me on their website. The Russian had me on a special ad website. And all Cyrillic, they had me, little old American Bree, over there on their website. Somebody in Russia sent it to me. They sent me the screenshot of my video being posted to a Russian website. Okay? So my YouTube video. So they listen too. Shout out to Rasputin. Okay? Shout out to the Russian. Shout out to the Russian. Shout out to all the people in the world. You know what I'm saying? Because I've been in multiple cultures, and I know a lot of y'all are very familiar with me because a lot of y'all write me, you know, the ones of you that have courage to write me and tell me that you know me from somewhere, you just don't know exactly where. You know, it'll come to you. It'll come to you at the right time. You know, my voice and my spirit and my soul is familiar to you. Even if my voice ain't familiar to you, it's my spirit and my soul that's familiar to you, and you've known me somewhere at some time. I've been in a lot of cultures. I was down in South America at one time, too. I was in Micronesia, Polynesia at one time, too. Okay? I was in India at one time, too. I was in Africa. I was in a lot of places. All right? So that's why people all over the world find some kind of familiarity with what I'm saying, and they can vibe with me. Spend a lot of time here. Okay? Now, let me check. Now, when people... Let me check this right here now. Because... some people have said that the Thracians, meaning the kingdom or the civilization of Thrace, T-H-R-A-C-E. Some people have said that the Thracians was just white people. That's a fucking lie. There was original black cultures of Eastern Europe and Asia, and one of them includes Scythia and Thrace, okay? As well as Tartaria, okay? All right, so... tying into this right now, let me double check right quick to make sure I can tell you this little piece of tea. You know what I'm saying? Because I think it's about time for it to come out. But let me check. It's 10:01. I think it's time. Yeah, that's 11. Let me check though. Let me ask my guys. I'll be right back. Hold on. So I got to tell y'all, right? And I had stopped the clock at exactly 52:22. I got to look at that angel number, find out what 52:22. What equals 11? Because I said 10:01. That's 11. And I stopped it at 52:22. That's 7 and 4. That's 11. It's now 10:03. All right. I need to tell y'all, tying it in with Tartaria and Thrace and Scythia. Shadow and Bone on Netflix, baby. Y'all may remember that audio I did a while ago where I said, I ain't going to link all these things in the box now. Some of them I'm going to put in there. The rest of y'all gonna have to call it up on memory. But I said recently that people wanted to try to make me seem evil or bad because I walk with light and dark and I have control over both. Well, I said that even the light beings, like they showed you in Shadow and Bone on Netflix, had to be activated by a dark being, a darkling, right? She didn't even know who the fuck she was without the darkling, right? Without the darkness. Without the darkness, light is what? What is light without darkness? Can you even see light without darkness? Because as I recall, every color comes from darkness, comes from black. Science has proven that. Every color arises first from black, from darkness. So see, you wouldn't even have no motherfucking light without darkness. It wouldn't be known as light without darkness. To counter it, correct? And I said in one of my audios that some of y'all light beings ain't gonna be activated unless you come in contact with me or somebody like me. Okay, well, see, in Shadow and Bone on Netflix, the Black General, also known as General Kerrigan, also known as the Black Heretic, pierced her auric field, pierced the Sun Summoner Alina's auric field, and that light came out. She didn't know how to let it out. Not voluntarily. She had to be taught, right? Okay, so he pierced it and let it out. Well, they call him the Black Heretic. They called him the Black General. He was what? The leader. He was the one that they said later on, I ain't gonna spoil it for you, that they said he had did something that was fucked up. But see, I got a feeling, even though I ain't done with the series myself, I got a feeling that the Black General, also known as the Black Heretic, is going to redeem himself, aka herself. I believe they're going to redeem themselves because they not evil. And I checked. I asked my guys. I said, well, if I'm the Black General and I'm General Kerrigan reincarnated, no wonder I got a Russian soul sister. See, because if I'm Kerrigan reincarnated, I'm the Darkling. Reincarnated, but also the light, and I'm yin and yang balance. So really what the show is showing is my yin side, which is Alina, Sun Summoner, and my yang side, which is Black General, the Darkling, the Black Heretic, the one that uses shadow to kill. Okay, so they show my yin and my yang side, and I asked, is this evil? They said no. I said, is this two parts of the whole? They said yeah. They showing it as two different people to make it easy to understand, but this is two parts of you. Reincarnated, okay? So once again, they telling my story. You can check your guys, whip out your pendulums, whip out your cards, throw your bones, do whatever, divinate, check my motherfucking footwork, test the spirits and see whether I be telling you the fucking truth, because I'm telling you the fucking truth as they told me. I am. A reincarnation, a manifestation of the Black General. See, they keep telling you my stories. Yeah, it's time for it to come out. That's why. Yeah, that's why. Okay. Now. Uther Pendragon, as depicted in Netflix, don't look no much different than General Kerrigan in Shadow and Bone. Why is that? Why do these two men look exactly the same, pretty much? Why do they look the same? Well, I'm going to give y'all a reason why. I'm going to put my picture up next to these two men. And if you don't believe in reincarnation, you won't see it. But you look at the faces and you study. You study me and you go and look at how they picked actors that look like me. That have the energy of me. Okay. Now you watch how General Kerrigan, go watch Shadow and Bone if you haven't. Some of y'all might want to read the books first. I ain't got time to read the books first. I'm going to watch it and then I'm going to read the books. I know my guys told me read the books first and then watch it. No, I'm going to watch it and then read the books because I'm almost done with the series anyway. But they understand. And so the personality of General Kerrigan is my personality. Once again, go look at it. Go look at that and think about how you hear me, how you see me move. Now, I know most of y'all don't know me in real life out there. Some of y'all do, but even y'all that know me in real life, y'all think about how General Kerrigan moves. That mystery, right? That secretive nature, that occultic nature. That wearing the black all the time. That's me, right? I got criticized for that shit. My G, my God, my goddess. I got criticized for wearing too much motherfucking black. And you know what? I'm going to be black till I motherfucking die, ho. And I'm going to come back in here wearing black, too. You know why? Because that's my shit. That's my favorite color. Black, bitch. I'm black, y'all. Because I'm black, y'all. Because I'm blackity black. And I'm black, y'all. I wear black. I love black. Okay. I wear white when necessary, but shit. Black. That my shit. Okay. I got criticized for that shit. You know, because people didn't like the motherfucking power and they didn't like how good I look in motherfucking black. They ain't like how good I look in black. They ain't like that shit. So family members and relatives or whatever used to criticize me for that shit. I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. They criticized me for black nail polish. They criticized me for the one time I wore black lipstick and they got to see it. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. Because see, people are scared of black. They're scared of darkness. They're scared of the power. Yeah, but yet they want the power. You know what I'm saying? That's why I don't tolerate motherfuckers who want to control me, but they want my energy, they want my power, but you want to control how this power is expressed. You don't get to do that. You don't get to have it both ways. It ain't motherfucking Burger King. You can't have it your way, bitch. You're going to get it how it's meant to be got. That's it, and that's motherfucking all. So y'all go watch how Kerrigan move in Shadow and Bone, and you tell me if that ain't my motherfucking ass again. See, they keep telling my stories, G. They keep telling my motherfucking stories. I ain't making it up. You go ask your guys. You go ask your ancestors, you people of the world. You go ask them and see if that's me. That will give you another code and clue as to why hoes don't like me. But they want to be me. See. It's all good, though. It's all good, though. Anyway. A black presence, just to close this out, a black presence has been found in the British Isles as far back as prehistoric times. So when I said stone men tying in the psoriasis in my father's side, and we black, but native also. Go look up the sealers. S-I-L-U-R-E-S. S-I-L-U-R-E-S. And also look up the Pelasgians. P-E-L-A-S-G-I-A-N-S. The black original inhabitants of ancient Greece. Okay? Now, there was a book that I think it was Ivan Van Sertima wrote. He wrote Memoirs of the Celts of Gauls. I just talked about the Celts and the Gauls, right? The Gauls gave rise to the French. No, it was a different book. My bad. Ivan Van Sertima wrote a different book, but this book was by Joseph Ritson, R-I-T-S-O-N. So it says in his book, Memoirs of the Celts of Gauls, Joseph Ritson gives this assessment regarding the Sealers' origins. That the Sealers were black does not need to be questioned. Okay, it says they were described as short in stature with brown complexions and black curled hair and dark eyes. That is my exact identity. That is my depiction. Okay, and that's also the depiction of Morgana in Cursed on Netflix and Arthur in Cursed on Netflix. It says in the second century, a Roman historian very well known named Pliny, P-L-I-N-Y, described the Britons, also known as the Bretons, complexions as Ethiopian. So they were black. European black nobility. They were not white. Okay, they were black. It says the Swarthy, so this is from Memoirs of the Celts of Gauls by Joseph Ritson. It says, this is regarding the Sealers' origins, S-I-L-U-R-E-S. It says, quote, the swarthy complexion of the Sealers and their hair, or Sealers, I'll say Sealers, Sealers and their hair, which is generally curled, with their situation opposite to the coast of Spain, furnished ground to believe that the ancient Iberians, meaning Iberian Peninsula, had arrived from thence and taken possession of the territory, end quote. That is from Memoirs of the Celts or Gauls by Joseph Ritson, and it's printed in London by Payne and Foss, F-O-S-S, and it's from 1827, that's the year, 1827, and it's found on page 114. The Sealers were identical with the small, dark, long-headed, Basque-speaking people found in the Western Pyrenees, the French Pyrenees. Basque is, of course, what? Basque country in Spain, or Basque nation, or Basque country. These were a fragment of the Iberians, okay? The Iberians were the early inhabitants of Spain. That's why they call it Iberian pork. All right. It says, it is important to note that Iberia and North Africa are separated by a mere 13 kilometers at the narrowest point of the Strait of Gibraltar. Pliny, the historian, the Roman historian, described the Iberians' complexion as Ethiopian. It was literally called Ethiopium in Latin, which was spelled A-E-T-H-I-O-P-I-U-M, i.e., Pliny described them as being black as an Ethiopian. You can find that in the book called Ancient and Modern Britons, Britons, a retrospect, volume 3 by David MacRitchie, 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 printed in London by Kegan Paul, Kegan Paul, Trench and Company, 1884, page 45. The Roman historian Tacitus, T-A-C-I-T-U-S, also noted that the sea lures or sealures were a dark-complexioned people. So the Romans went all up into the Viking territory, right? Because they had a trouble, right? They had trouble taming what they called the barbarian German tribes. Go back and watch that movie that motherfucking Russell Crowe starred in, called The Gladiator, where the Romans was having trouble fighting them goddamn Germanic tribes. The Romans went far north, and the Romans are sitting here talking about the people of the British Isles was black as Ethiopians, okay? So you need to, you know, people talking about Thracians were white demons. No, you need to go do your further research, because Thracians did not start out as white. Even the people of modern area have an olive complexion that live in that region. They still got that melanin in them, even now. So nah, got to do some more history than what they just sell you and regular shit. So what you can do is you can search blacks in ancient Europe, and you'll find a host of evidence. Okay, blacks in ancient Europe. Okay, all right. So when people wonder, how can you be Uther Pendragon, that's how, bitch. it's that's how. European black nobility, all right? Okay? And study some of the images that come up when you search blacks in ancient Europe, okay? Study some of the images, okay? All right. Study some of the images, look at the text and all of that, all right? Now you know why the Vatican worships the Black Madonna. Now you know why they're smack dab in the middle of Italy, and yet they worship a black woman. Mm-hmm. No wonder I was king. No wonder the motherfucking Pope answered to me, huh? All right. I'll talk to you later, baby. Bye-bye.